Okay, we left off in the middle of the mission, the very top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. In the middle of a shaka battalion between Rav Gamliel, Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva. Rav Eliezer said that not only is the Pesach itself Deich HaShabbos, but also the machshirin of the Pesach, like bringing it from out of the tchum or carrying it, cutting off a mum, a wart, all those things would be Deich HaShabbos as well. Rabbi Kiva came to say that it's not Deich HaShabbos, and even though all these things are only Rabbanon, nonetheless, since they're machshirin, they're not the Pesach itself, they're not Deich HaShabbos. So we left off, Rabbi Kiva tried to bring a raya from Hazah. A person was Tomei, and the seventh day of his Thomas Mace was Erev Pesach, so he needs to have Hazah today from the Paraduma in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Nonetheless, we don't allow him to do Hazah, which is only Asar Midrabanan, because of Tikkun Gavra, we don't allow him to do Hazah on Shabbos in order to be able to bring this Karban Pesach. So, what then, all these other things that we mentioned should not be allowed. It's not, it's a Drabanan for Tikkun Gavra. Right, so Huadin, all these other Darabonans should not be allowed. So on that, Rav Eliezer said back, maybe Punk Vakeret, maybe the same way that I made a Kavachoymer, that Harkavasai and Havasim Mitchutz Lutchum and Chatichas Yabalta are Mutter, so I'll make the same Kavachoymer that Hazah is Mutter, and say that if Shchita, which is a Malacha Daraisa, is Mutter, so Koshke and Hazah, which is only an Issa Darabonan because of Tikkun Gavra, for sure should be Mutter. So that's where we left off. So Rabbi Kiva continues, and Rabbi Kiva said back, Amar Rabbi Kiva, maybe the opposite. Ma im Hazah shim mishum shvus. If Hazah, which is only Aser b'drabbanan, ene doiche, is not doiche as a Shabbos, so shchita shim mishum malacha, shchita, which is a malacha d'raisa, ene din shalai sitcha as a Shabbos, is kol shekein and should not be doiche Shabbos. Now, when I see in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva doesn't mean this to say that Shechit is not Deich HaShabbos, because he knows that he never had a halam in it, that Shechit is not Deich HaShabbos, because everybody knows that you bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. He was using this Kavachimer to basically corner Rabbi Eliezer and force him to be Maida that even though Malachas Darais are Deich, but Machshirin are not Deich, and he wanted it, and he's using this Kavachimer, like the Gemara is going to explain, to show how klar he was. Rabbi Eliezer was said that maybe Hazah is also Deich. He wanted to show him how klar he was that Hazah is not Deich, that I'll even make this Kavachimer. I know it's nonsense, the Kavachimer, but that's how klar I am that Hazah is not Deich. And from there, Rabbi Eliezer should realize that just because Shechit is Deich doesn't mean necessarily that Machshirin are Deich. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer answered back, Akiva, Akata, Master, Kosov, Atera. If you're going to make this Kavachimer, you're being Eicher that which it says in the Torah, B'mayadoi, that you bring the Karban Pesach B'mayadoi in its proper time, which tells us that you bring it no matter what, B'mechol, B'mishabbos, whether our Pesach is a regular weekday, or even if it's on Shabbos. So, Amar Lo Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, Havi li Mayad le'edo k'mayad b'shchita. So, the bottom line, this is the real reason I leave with the Emes. So the whole heter is it has to be done b'mayadai in its proper time. So tell me that these things, that this is the time to be done, the same way the shchita, this is the time to be done. I mean, shchita has to be done dafka on the 14th, it can't be done on the 13th. So there is no time to do it Erev Shabbos. So since you can't do it Erev Shabbos, it has to be done on Shabbos. The same by Mila. Mila can't be done on the 7th day, it has to be done on the 8th day. So Mimele is Deich HaShabbos. Masha Enke in the Machshirin, why did you have to bring it today? You could have brought it yesterday. You could have carried it yesterday. You could have cut off the yabelos yesterday. So all these things, since they were eshed to do before Shabbos, so then they're not Deich HaShabbos. And the Gemara, the Mishnah fears eis with this rule, Klal Amar Mekiva, the Mekiva says a rule, Kol Malach She'eshel HaSeisim Erev Shabbos, anything that was taka possible to do yesterday on Erev Shabbos, ain't a Deich HaShabbos, so then it's not going to be Deich HaShabbos, even though it's the Rabbanon. Shchita sheyesh laseitim erev Shabbos. Shchita, since it was impossible to do erev Shabbos because it has to be done dafka on the 14th, therefore Deich HaShabbos. Therefore, it's Deich HaShabbos, even though it's a deraisa. Right. So now this cloud didn't answer Hazah. because Hazah has to be dafka on the seventh day. It can't be done earlier. So depending on when the guy became Tamei Mase, but there are definitely scenarios that the Hazah couldn't have been done any earlier, and nonetheless it's not Deichen. However, Rashi points out that the reason why Hazah is not Deichen, Ali B'de Emes, is because Hazah is not the Pesach itself. It's something that you need to be able to get to the Pesach, but it's the person's tumah. It's not the Pesach itself. So that's why, even though it's Iyashal Asayz Meir Shabbos, it's not Deicha, because Tumas Meis was never Deicha, Pesach is Deicha. This is not the Pesach itself. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Halacha Zun is Alma Mibnei Beseira. This halacha was forgotten, that even Erev Pesach is Shabbos, nonetheless the current Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. That halacha was forgotten from the Bnei Beseira, who were Nesiim at some point during the second Beis HaMikdash. There was one time that Erev Pesach fell out to be on Shabbos. Shachru v'layodu, and they forgot the halacha, and therefore they didn't know in Pesach Deicha Shabbos in love. If the Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos or not, so they didn't know, should they bring the Karban Pesach or should they not bring the Karban Pesach. Amru, so they said, Klum yesh adam sheyedeya in Pesach Deicha Shabbos in love. Is there anybody here who knows the halacha, who knows what to do? Amru, so people told him, Amalam, Adam Echad Yesh, there is this person, Sha'alam mi Bavel, that just came up from Bavel. The Hill of Abavli Shmai, his name is Hill of Abavli, the hill that we know. Shashimishne Gedele Adar, and he was Mashamish to Gedele Adar, he learned by two Gedele Adar of Shmai Vatalian. The Yedea in Pesach Dechas HaShabbos Imlam, and he knows if Karban Pesach is Dechas HaShabbos or not. Shoshochu, they sent him a message to Karula and they called him. They asked him, "Klumata Yedeya, do you know him? Pesach Deicha Shabbos in Lav?" Amr Lahem, so he told him, "Bechi Pesach Echad Yesh Lano B'Shana, do we only have one Pesach a year? Shadeicha Shabbos at Deicha Shabbos, Alei Harbi Yisim Masayim Psachim Yesh Lano B'Shana. We have more than 200 Psachim a year. Shadeicha Shabbos at Deicha Shabbos." And the Rashi explains, Psachim is Lav Dafko, but he means to say Karbonis. Meaning, it's not the only time that a Karbon is Deicha Shabbos. Every Shabbos, you bring four, a minimum of four karbanis. You have two tamidim and two musafim. So that's right away. 50 weeks times four is already 200. Then you factor in all the extra musafim that you have when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide. So there's well over 200 karbanis that you have per year that you're doing a Shabbos. So why is Karban Pesach any different? So they asked them, "Minayin lecha? Where do you get this from?" I mean, it's very nice to say in Svar that the Karban Tamid is Deicha and the Karban Musaf is Deicha, but how do you know that Lib the Emes that a Karban Pesach is Deicha as well? Amalehem. So he said like this: Nemar Mayadoy bePesach. It says Mayadoy and by Karban Pesach, like we said before. It says Yasos haPesach bMayadoy. Nemar Mayadoy bTamid, and it says Mayadoy by the parasha of the Karban Tamid. It says Tishmu Lakas Libi Moyadai. So Ma Moyadai. So we make Xer Shalva. Ma Moyadai Ha'amar B'Tomei. Just like when it says Moyadai by the Karban Tomei Deichas HaShabbos, we know that the Karban Tomei is Deichas HaShabbos, like we'll explain later. Af Moyadai Ha'amar B'Pesach. So too, when it says Moyadai by the Karban Pesach Deichas HaShabbos, it's going to be Deichas HaShabbos. The Oid, furthermore, said Hill Kavachaymer. Besides the Xer Shalva, I also have a Kavachaymer. Uma Tomei Shainanash Karis. The Karban Tamid, there's no Chiyuv Karas if they skip the Karban Tamid one day. And nonetheless, Deicha Shabbos, nonetheless, they're able to be Deicha Shabbos to bring the Karban Tamid to Pesach. Sha'anush Karas, the Karban Pesach, that anybody who doesn't bring the Karban Pesach is Chayav Karas. So, any Dinshu Deicha Shabbos or Kol Shekein, it should have the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. Miyadi Shivu Beroy, so immediately when they heard that he knew the halacha that they didn't know that they forgot, so they appointed him to be the leader. They appointed him to, they sat him in the front of the yeshiva. That means, as far as learning was concerned, he was the one who was the like in charge of the yeshiva. He was like the Rosh Yeshiva. And they also appointed him to be the Nasi, to be their leader for on them. He was sitting that day and darshaning, saying shir that whole day. And then he started teasing them, started chaffering them. What caused that I should come up from Bavo and end up becoming the Nasi, becoming in charge of all of you. The laziness means the fact that you didn't spend enough time learning Torah. That you didn't learn by two Gidoli Adar Shemai Batalion, because if you would have learned Torah properly and spent your time learning properly and learned by the proper Rabbeim, you would have known the Halacha. Amuloi, so they asked him, Rebbe, Shachach V'loyhevi Sakim Meru Shabbos. Let's say they forgot to bring the Shechita knife to the Azara on Meru Shabbos. So Mao, what's the halacha? Meaning, we know that the carrying of the knife is not Teichas Shabbos. So how could you get the knife to the Azara in a way that you should be able to do the Shechita?
Don't we have that with Bris also?
The right, so Bris, we said also that it's not Teichas.
Right.
According to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah.
But isn't Yerushalayim though?
Right, so Teichas asked this kasha. The Gemara says in Erevin that Yerushalayim is not Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So there is a point in time, the Gemara says in the end of Erevin, that was the Gemara in the beginning of Erevin, and the Gemara says in the end of Erevin that there was a point that they asked the seer also, because there's another place that said Yerushalayim is Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Kozman, it was walled, it was the Rosh Hashanah, because it had Dulces, Nulas, Belilas, the walls were the doors were not locked every night. But once the Goyim came and they breached the walls, and then it was no longer Rosh Hashanah, then it became Rosh Hashanah. So you have to say, says Taisus, that over here we're talking after it was already breached. So he answered. He'll answer them. Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. I heard what the psak of this halacha is, but I forgot. We'll see soon. The Gemara on Amud Beis going to discuss why exactly he forgot. Elahanach lam Yisrael. But nonetheless, he says leave Klai Yisrael. Im ein neviim heim, because even if they're not neviim, b'nei neviim heim, they're at least talmidim of neviim. Meaning, what they're going to do is mameila going to come out right. So the next day, Misha Pitzchei Tle, someone who their carbon Pesach was a sheep, so a sheep has wool, Teichei Bitzamer, so they tied or tangled the knife into the wool of the animal, and the animal brought the knife with it as it was walking to the Beis HaMikdash. Misha Pitzchei Gedi, and the one who had a Gedi, a goat, for the carbon Pesach, so he couldn't do it in the Tzemer, because there is no Tzemer on a Gedi. But nonetheless, Teichel Ben Karnavi, a Gedi has horns. So it stuck the knife, wedged the knife between the two horns. And this way, again, the Gedi brought the knife to the Beis HaMikdash on its head. And like we'll see soon, the Gemara is going to explain that since this is a Malaf, first, Shrisas, even though Shrisas Behemta is the Raisa, but since this is being done Kalachar Yad, it wouldn't be the Raisa. And Mimela, in such a way, it would be Mutter to be done. Who the animal's carrying,
yeah.
But it's carrying in a kalachriyadik way. It's not normal to carry in the wool or in the horns. So since it's kalachriyad, so it's only the rabbanon, and as such a the rabbanon that's kalachriyad, they were matter.
We had this conversation the day before. Why did they just bring it on night? This conversation happened.
So it sounds like this conversation happened even on Friday night, like on Shabbos already. The next morning.
Oh, you mean it was on Shabbos at night?
Yeah. Ram Maisa, so Hill saw Veniska Halacha, and he remembered that was Takad Halacha of Amar Kachmuk Blani Pi Shmaim Vatalyan. That's the Kabbalah that I have from Shmaim Vatalyan, that if you forgot the knife, that you could bring it in this way, Kalacha Yad, you could attach it to the Behemah and have the Behemah bring it. Amar Mar. So we said before, the Hill told them, Nemer Mayad the Bepesach, and Nemer Mayad the Betomid, we make it Zerushav, it says Mayad the Bepesach, it says Mayad the Betomid. Just like the Mayaday that it says by the Karban Tamid, we know that the Karban Tamid is brought every day of the week, even including Shabbos. So too the Mayaday that it says by the Karban Pesach means you bring the Karban Pesach always in its right time, even though it's a Shabbos. Deiches a Shabbos. So we're learning the Karban Pesach from the Karban Tamid. Why was the Karban Tamid any more pashut that it's Deiches a Shabbos? The carbon tamid gufim in the Dachi Shabbos. How do you know that the carbon tamid is Dachi Shabbos? Ilem mishum tefsi b'mayadai. If you're going to say it's from the mashmais of the word b'mayadai, that b'mayadai means that you bring it no matter what, you bring it in its proper time, no matter what, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, whether they're tamid, whether they're tar. So if that's the case, Pesach Nami Oksiv Moyadi. So then you don't need Xer Shalom from Pesach to Tamid. Because the same way that it says Moyadi, which is Mashma across the board by the Karban Tamid, it says Moyadi, which is Mashma across the board by Karban Pesach. So obviously this Tana doesn't darshan Moyadi to mean no matter what you bring it. There are in other sukkahs, other Tana in the Taka darshan like that, that the word Moyadi itself indicates that it's brought Afilu B'Shabbos and Afilu B'Tumo. But obviously these Tanaim over here don't hold that way. So if that's the case, so how do you know by the Karban Talmud? It must be that this time didn't know the Karban Pesach from the word Mayada, because Mayada is not Mashma in the proper time, no matter what, even in Shabbos. Mayada is Mashma in the proper time, as long as you can bring it. Maybe Dafka if it's not Shabbos. So Achanami, so too by the Karban Talmud, you'll say the same thing. Mayada la Mashma. So you can't learn it from the word Mayada. Ella Amakra, rather, says the Gemara, the Pesach says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai, Alilas HaTamid. In the parsha of the Musaf of Karban Shabbos, it says you should bring the Musaf of Shabbos every Shabbos. Now that was never a shaila if you bring it on Shabbos, because the whole Musaf of Shabbos was said to be brought dafka on Shabbos. It's mitzvot bekach. So obviously you bring it on Shabbos. But in the parsha of Musaf, the question is, what about the Karban Talmud? Is the Karban Talmud doicha Shabbos? So on that, the pasuk says, in the parsha of Musaf, oila Shabbos b'Shabbata, you bring the oila of the Musaf of Shabbos in on its respective Shabbos. Alay lasatamid, in addition to the oil lasatamid. So from the fact that it says alay lasatamid, so obviously on Shabbos you're bringing the oil lasatamid. Michal oil the tamid carved by Shabbos. So we see from here that the oil lasatamid was also brought on Shabbos. Omar. Then the Brisa continued, and the Brisa said, oil kavachomer. Besides the gzera shavah of Mayadai, to teach us that just like tamid is doicha Shabbos, so too the Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, I have a kavachomer to say that it's doicha Shabbos. If the carbon tamid, where there's no chi of karis, if he doesn't bring the carbon tamid, nonetheless, doiches a Shabbos. So Pesach shanas karis, and it didn't show doiches a Shabbos. So the carbon Pesach, which is more chomer, because there's karis for not bringing the carbon Pesach. So kol shekain, it should be able to be doiches a Shabbos. Friday, come on, what's your kavachomer? Ikel mitfrach, I have a pirch on the kavachomer. Mat the tamid shekain tader v'kolo. Yes, Pesach has a chomer over tamid that there's karis, but on the opposite side of the coin, Talmud has two chumras that Pesach doesn't have. Number one, it's tadir. It's a carbon that's brought day in, day out. So maybe because of that, it's more chashuv, and it could be Teich HaShabbos, whereas the carbon Pesach, which is only once a year, doesn't have that chashivus, it cannot be Teich HaShabbos. Number two, the carbon Talmud is an oila. An oila is kalos, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. It's more a higher percentage of it goes l'shamayim. Whereas the carbon Pesach, only the Emurim go on the Mizbeach. The rest of it is eaten by people. So two reasons why the Karban Talmud is more chashuv. So maybe just because the Karban Talmud is doicha Shabbos, nonetheless the Karban Pesach is not doicha. So every the Gemara, kavachomer amar lo bereisha. You're right. Enachanami, I'll leave you the emes that kavachomer is not a good kavachomer because you have a pircha. What happened was the shaka v'tai was not the way we have it recorded in the Brisa, that first he told him the gzeira shava and then he told him the kavachomer. Because once you have the gzeira shava, you don't have to come out of a kavachomer. And kol shekain, if the kavachomer is in itself is not such a good kavachomer, but rather it went the other way around. He first tried to say a kavachomer, and on that uparchu they said no, your kavachomer is invalid because there's a pircha on the kavachomer. And then the one says, you're right, but forget about the kavachim, I have a gzeri shava. If at the end of the day, he knew there was a gzeri shava, so why did he even attempt to tell him a kavachim originally? Why didn't he just tell him a gzeri shava? Says the Gemara, because he was telling them, why didn't you figure it out? Meaning, so you were mistook what the halacha was. You didn't know if Karban Pesach Doicha Shabbos or not. So Bishlam the Gzeira Shava, I understand why you didn't make, because you never heard from your Rabbeim this Gzeira Shava. And the rule is, Ein Adam Dam Gzeira Shava Me'atza. You can't make up your own Gzeira Shavas. Gzeira Shavas have to go B'Kabbalah with Messiah from a Rebbe to Talmud. So if you never heard this Gzeira Shava from your Rabbeim, you couldn't have arrived at the Gzeira Shava on your own. But at least the kavachomer, which you could do on your own, so even though you didn't know the gzeira shava, why didn't you at least learn it from a kavachomer? So on that, Amr Lady answered back, kavachomer pricha. We can't learn it from the kavachomer because it's pricha. because it's a pirach on the kal v'chomer. So and then he said, okay, but Ali b'damis, if you want to know what the halacha is, I had a kavala that there is a gzeir shava, and from the gzeir shava we'll know that it's zeir shavas. Omar, the machar, right? So then they had a second shayla, what to do with the knives? How do you get the knives to the azara on Shabbos? So the Baisa said, the machar misha pischay tle, someone who their carbon pesach was a sheep, tachvale b'tzamer, they stuck the knife into the tzamer, gedi, and if it was a goat, tachvale b'nkarim, they stuck the knife between the horns of the goat. How could they do that? Aren't they doing avoida with a carbon? You're not allowed to do avoida with a carbon. Once you machdish the carbon, it's kachim. So you're not allowed to do avoida with it. The pasuk says leisavim b'chor sherechem. We learn from there to all carbonus. You're not allowed to do avoida with carbonus. Ever the gemara kehilo, their way that they were machdish carbonus always was like hilo. Ditanya. Like we learned in our Baisa, Amr Lov Al Hillel, they said about Hillel Meyamav that in his entire life, my mama Adam Be'ilasa, no one was ever moil with the carbonus that he brought. Why? Because how did he do it in a way that he could avoid Me'ila? El Mevia Chulun La Azara, he would bring it while it was still Chulun to the Azara or Magdisha and be Magdish it there. V'samach Yotei Alea, and then he right away immediately he would do a Smicha V'Shechta and Shecht it. So, meaning basically, in order to avoid Mila, meaning if you're going to be Makdish today and you're not going to be Makrov until later on, so in the meantime, someone might by accident not realize that it's Hektish and end up having enough of him being Iron Mila. So, the way to avoid that is, even though he knows that he's going to bring this animal for a carbon, he wasn't actually Makdish it until the last possible moment, until a second before he started doing the Avoida. He was Makdish it and immediately he did the Smicha and the Shkita in order that there shouldn't be any chance in between for someone to be Iron Mila. So the same thing over here. All these people, they were never makdish their carbon pesach. They just had it prepared. And if that's the case, at the time that it's carrying the knife up, it's not yet a carbon, and there's no problem of doing avoda with it. As far as doing avoda with kachin. Right, the Gemara pesach b'Shabbos hechi motzi makdish le. But now then we have a different problem. If you're telling me that he wasn't makdish until now, and he's doing makdish it today, the problem is today is Shabbos. So how are you able to be makdish the carbon pesach on Shabbos? So atnan, we have a mission in Beya, a makdishin, you can't make something hektish, a marichin, or you can't make an erich, the Torah set value on a person based on gender and age, the a machrimin, or you can't make a cherem, which is a different type of hektish, the a machbir and chuma, you can't separate chumas or maisris or maiser, kol el biyomtiv, all these things were said, even on yomtiv, one cannot do any of these things, and for sure on Shabbos any of these things may not be done. So bottom line, one may not be makdish the carbon on Shabbos. So how are they? How could you say that they weren't makdish the carbon on Erev Shabbos and they waited till Shabbos to be makdish it? And for the Gemara, honey, midi, when do we say that you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos? B'chayv v'shein kavulam zman. A chayv that you have. Let's say you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon oiler, or a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos, whatever the case may be, but it's ein kavulam zman, it doesn't have to be brought dafka today. A guy did an aveiri, a chayla, for example, so he has to bring a carbon chatos, it doesn't have to be today, he can bring it tomorrow, he can bring it next week. So such a chayv, since it's lav dafka for today, you can't be makdash to carbon today. Al chayla shekavulam zman, but a chayv that has to be brought today dafka, so then, since the etzim chayiv is daicha today, so the being makdash it is also daicha today, and therefore makdishim, you're allowed to be makdash it even on Shabbos. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, makdish adam as pischay b'Shabbos, a person could be makdish his karm pesach. We had this recently in Masechta Shabbos. A person could be makdish his karm pesach on Shabbos, meaning even though. Normally you can't be makdish on Shabbos, but since Karban Pesach has to be brought today, it's a chayva kavua lo izman. So therefore one may be makdish as Karban Pesach on Shabbos if he doesn't have a different Karban Pesach. And similarly, on Yom Tov, where there's a chiyah to bring a Karban Chagiga, so it's again a chayva kavua lo izman, so he's allowed to be makdish as Karban Chagiga even though it's Yom Tov.
Why did they need to call Rabbi Yochanan? Did Yochanan himself set up a feirish, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use the word it's kavua, they say. And Rabbi Yochanan's later than Hillel.
One second, Hillel just said that he was Miyam of Leimah. We don't know necessarily that Hillel was on Shabbos though. It doesn't say in Hillel's member that it was on Shabbos.
Of course.
It says Amar Lamayim Yamar Lamayim Berlasta. So maybe it's talking about a weekday.
Why? Why would you have to mark this out during the week?
Alt Meila.
Only on Shabbos.
No,
there's the need to carry it.
No, because he was afraid of Meila in general that someone might come and have enough from the animal. He wanted to avoid Meila, so he always as a general principle, whenever he brought a carbon, he always waited till the last possible minute. We're just telling Sue that that's what they did over here, since that was always their mahalach, so that's what they did over here. But we don't know Hillel himself did it on Shabbos.
Well, here's the fastest thing where it was on Shabbos.
I mean, because our story was in Shabbos, but the Gemara has to ask what happened to Avaidus. So the Gemara just fell to a different hill, a hill that this is what he did always, in general. But frankly, Gemara, how does that work for Shabbos? The hill never said Beferish, that hill, the second hill, never said Beferish, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So on that we brought Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said Beferish that you could do it on Shabbos. What do you think, Marie?
I
was like,
why is this not telling our Mishnah? Doesn't have Shabbat?
Right, so the Teretz is there's certain Rabbanans that even the Rabbanan are more kal, and even the Rabbanan were matir.
That's the sizable position. And this means all Kali's children were big
Amirites, obviously, at that time. Right, but they thought of that. I mean, that's a little bit more interesting. They knew this and they didn't know that. Yeah, that's very interesting. But if the Kasha is that why is this Shus Deich, if the other Shus are not Deich, I'm missing. There's different levels of shvus, and we'll see soon another example of that. So the shvus of being makdish, which is a weaker shvus, shall we say? So there we're masking, even though it was Eshel HaSeis before. Whenever it's a chaylak of Olam Zman, we allow it to be done on that day. Right. Forget about avoiding kachim and forget about being makdish kachim. It's not avoiding kachim because you were makdish until afterwards. It's not a problem being makdish because it's a chayva kavulim zman. But you have a third problem. You're not allowed to do a malacha with an animal on Shabbos. If and it's obviously that an animal's not allowed to do malacha, but even more than that, if you do malacha together with the animal, not only are you over shishas v'amta, you're over more than that. You're over a lav for working with your animal, which is called the lav of mechamer. Literally, when driving the donkey, so any driving any animal while the animal's carrying something is a lava mechamer. So v'aloi mechamer over here, you're leading the sheep or the goat while it's carrying something. So why are you not over the lava mechamer? Everything more mechamer kalachar yad. It's being done in an abnormal way kalachar yad. Since it's kalachar yad, it's not deraisa. So therefore, it's okay. Frankly, gemara b'mechamer kalachar yad nami nihiti isur deraisa laki isur derabana miika. You're right, and a chanami, granted, there's no Ezer Deraisa, but every kalach yad is at least also mid rabbanon. And for the Gemara, hainu dekam bal minei, so that was gufa der shayla, meaning when they had the second shayla, once he said the karm pesach is deich shabbos, so then they had a second shayla, what about bringing the knives? This was gufa der shayla. That davar sheish lehatam in a Torah is something that's mid Deraisa motor, meaning had it been a Deraisa, they would know that it's not deich. But now that it's Mutter midaraisa, the davar shvus over the fund of it. It's only a derabbanon a shvus, not to do it over here. La akri kalachri yad. So to be oiker this shvus derabbanon kalachri yad, b'makom mitzah where you need it to be able to do the mitzah to be able to shach the karm pesach. My what's the halacha? Meaning Rashi says that this is more kulitik than the other shvus that we talked about until now. The shvus of carrying it or bringing it from out of the tchum. Because this is a weaker shus, because not only is it a drabonon, but it's a drabonon by nature that's being done in a kalachar yadik way, so that's a weaker drabonon. So that was Guru Shai. What about the shus of kalachar yad? Is that shus doicha b'mokha mitzvah, even though it was Ashur HaSaisei from before? And Amr Lahem, and that's what Hillel told him, halacha zu shamati, I heard a psak on this halacha v'shachachti, Ela anichu lehem Yisrael, just leave Klai Yisrael alone, im ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim, and we'll see what they do. And the next day, everybody did it in such a way, and then he'll remember that that's takat halacha, that even though shvus is not doicha Shabbos, because it's Ashur HaSaisei erev Shabbos, but once it's the shvus of kalachar yad, which is a lighter shvus, so such a shvus is able to be done even on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Kol Amis Yahir. Anybody who acts with gaiva, im chachamu, if he's a tam chacham, chachmasim mistalakis mimenu, his chachma is removed from him, he loses his chachma. Im navihu, and if he's a navi, nivuasim mistalakis mimenu, he loses his nivua. Where do we see this? Im chachamu, chachmasim mistalakis mimenu, mehilo. We see this from this, our story of Hillel. The Omamar, because like we said in the Brisa, hischam akantirim bidvarim. Hill was chaperoning them with words, and he said to them, and he told them the reason why, because you were an atzel, you had atzlis in Liman HaTayr, that's why I knew and I became the nasi over you. Now, Lefima Dragosa, even though he was probably giving them Musar for the right reasons to be or them to learn more and not to be so lazy about learning, but nonetheless, it was, he said it in a way that it was considered gaiva for him, and therefore by the next shayla, the hashkacha came the fear that he would forget the halacha, and he had to say halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. So we see chachmasim mistalakas mimenu. Im navi hu, and if he said navi nevu asim mistalakas mimenu, loses his nevu. Where do we see that? Midvayr, from devayr anaviya. Diksiv, this is after the whole story with Barak and the whole army of Sisera. So Devar is saying Shira. So in the middle of the Shira, she said, Chidlu Perazim Bi Yisrael, Chidlu Ad Shakamti Devar Shakamti Em Bi Yisrael. I mean, the things of the Matzav and Klai Yisrael wasn't, it stopped being that there was any Gvur, there was any leaders in Klai Yisrael until Devar came around. So that was considered Gaiva for her. And then the Shira continues, Uksiv, Uri, Uri, Devaira, Uri, Uri, Davi Shir. Wake up, Devaira, wake up, say Shir. So it sounds like Rashi points out that her Nevuah was mistalek from her and she wasn't able to continue saying the Shira, and she had to say Uri, Uri, Devaira, Uri, Uri, Davi Shir because she lost that Nevuah and she was trying to get it back to be able to continue saying Shira. And the reason why she lost it is again because of the gaiva that she had, Ad Shakamti Devaira, Shakamti Em Bi Yisrael. Rishlokish Amar, a similar member, Kal Adam Shakayis, anybody who gets angry has kas, Im Chachamu, Chachamasa, Mr. Lakas Mimenu, if he's a Chacham, he's going to lose his Chachma, Im Navihu, and if he's a Navi Nivuasa, Mr. Lakas Mimenu, he's going to lose his Nivuah. Im Chachamu, Chachamasa, Mr. Lakas Mimenu, where do we see that? Mimoshe. To see, this is by Muhammad's minion, it says, Vayik, so if Moshe Abakudi Achayo, Moshe got upset at the soldiers. And it says over there, the parsha of the Hagolas Kalim that was said over there, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, rather Elazar HaKohen was the one who said it to the soldiers that came to the wars. This is the laws of the Torah that Hashem commanded Moshe, and he said over the parsha of Hagolas Kalim. So why did Elazar say not Moshe? Because it was hidden, it was forgotten from Moshe, and the reason is because he got upset at the soldiers. Im Navi hu nivuas mistalakas mimenu, and if he's a Navi, the nivuah is mistalak from him by getting upset. Where do we see that? Me'elisha. The Siv, when he got upset at Yairim, it says, Lui p'nei Yashav melech Yehuda ani noisei, had it not been the fact that I favor, that I like Yoshav Melech Yehuda, im aber elecha v'marecha, I would never look at you and I would never see you. Meaning, he told the Melech Yisrael, Yoram, had it not been for Yoshav Melech Yehuda, then I would not even deal with you. I wouldn't even look at you. So we see he got upset at him. Uksiv, it says afterwards when he needed to have a nevuah, va'ata kulim inagin, he asked to bring him an instrument and someone to play the instrument. V'ha'yu kenagin amenagin v'ati alav Yad Hashem. So then the Yad Hashem rested on him. It sounds like his nevuah was mistalek from him, and he had to use these instruments to bring it back because he lost it when he got upset. Amar Moni Bar Patish, Kol Shekayis, someone who is kayis, afilu paiskin like gedula min hashamayim, even though min hashamayim they paskin for him gedula. Marid and I say they demote him from that gedula. Minala, where do we see this? May Eliyav, this is one of the sons of Yishai. Shenemar vayicha af Eliyav b'David. Eliyav got upset, got angry with David. Vayomer, and he says, Lama zeh yaradita, why did you come down here? Valmim notashta mat hatzayin, where did you leave the little bit of the sheep that you were supposed to be shepherding? Hahenem b'midbar, that are in the midbar. Ani adati, I know as edoincha, v'esroi levavecha, you're bad heart, what you're really interested in, you were curious and you wanted to see the war, so you just left your job and you came to go see what's going on in the battlefield. When Shmuel eventually went to be Meshach, the sons, one of the sons of Yishai, at the time Shmuel didn't know which one he was supposed to be Meshach. The Kuluk save everyone he tried to be Meshach, it says by them, Hashem didn't choose this one, which is Mashah, they were never chosen to begin with. Ubeliyok save, however, by Leib it says, Vayemer Hashem al Shmuel, Al Tabid al Mareu, don't look at his looks, even though he's very handsome, the Ogava Kremoser, or the fact that he's very tall, Ki Mastiu, because Hashem was Mayasim, Hashem became disgusted with him. So the Lashon Me'astiyu is different than the Lashon of Leib Bachar Hashem, that Hashem never chose him. It sounds like once upon a time he was chosen, but then he lost it. He became disgusting. Hashem said, I don't want him anymore. Michal Dav Rochem Le'ad Ha'in, it's Mashmah that originally he was liked, he could have been chosen, and only afterwards, because it was Kais, he lost it. Now Rashi just points out that even though chronologically the story of the Mashiach happened before this thing that we see, that he got upset at David, but nonetheless, since Hashem knew that he had that mida in him, so, and we don't find any other chesaron that he had, so it must be, Chazal understood, that the reason why it was mi'astil was because of this trait that he had. So we saw it over there in that pasuk, but it must be that thing was ingrained in him even from before. Says the Gemara, Eshkechon Tamid Upesach D'Dachu Shabbos. So we see from over here, we know that the carbon Tamid is Deich Shabbos because it says Eish Shabbos B'Shabbat Eil Asa Tamid. We know that the Pesach is Deich Shabbos because it's learned B'Moyah Day B'Moyah Day from the Karban Pesach, from the Karban Tamid. The Dachu Tumah Menolim. But how do we know that both the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid are brought even though the Klal Yisrael is Tamid? So Amri, after the Gemara, Ki Heichi the Yalav Pesach Mitamid, the same way that we learn the Karban Pesach from the Karban Tamid, the Indian Shabbos, as far as being Deich Shabbos is concerned, so now we'll do the opposite. You'll learn the Karban Tamid from the Karban Pesach, Linyan Tumah. That just like by a Pesach, it's Deicha Tumah, so too by the Karban Tamid, it's Deicha Tumah. Upesach Gufa Minol. And how do you know by the Karban Pesach itself that it's Deicha Tumah? Rabbi Yechon and Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tamid Lenefesh. This is the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. It says, Ish Ish, when an individual will be Tamid, so then he should bring Pesach Sheni. So we darsh an ish nitcha lePesach Sheni, only a yachid, an ish, when he is tamei, he has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. However, in tzibur nitcha lePesach Sheni, a tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni, el adi betum, rather they do a betumah. And on that asks Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan, Eim ish nitcha lePesach Sheni tzibur les tu takon al lebe Pesach Rishon lebe Pesach Sheni. How do you know that ish ish ki yeh tamei is coming to say that a tzibur is not nitcha to Pesach Sheni because they bring Pesach Rishon Betumah? Maybe it means that Tzibur is not capable of bringing Pesach Sheni, and therefore they do none. They can't bring a Pesach Rishon because they're Tamei. They can't bring a Pesach Sheni because a Pesach Sheni is only for individuals, not for a Tzibur. And maybe they don't bring anything at all. Elam Reb Shimon ben Lakish, rather says Reb Shimon ben Lakish mehacha. The source is this pasuk. It says v'yishalchum min ha-machaneh kol tzerua kol zav kol tamei lenefesh. They have to send all the Tameim out of the machaneh. Which tameim? Tzerua, someone who's a mitzayrev, v'chol zav or a zav, v'chol tamim levesh, or anybody who came tamim from a mace. Frag the Gemara, yoymar tamei mace, v'ayemar zavim u'tzerayim. Once the Torah says that even a tamim mace has to be sent out of the machna, cannot be in the azara, so kol shkein, a tumah that's more chomer, like the tumah ziva, or the tumah of tzeras, so they kol shkein have to be sent out of the machna. Right, so let the Torah just say Tommy Mace has to be sent out, and it doesn't need to say Zav and a Mitzrayim has to be sent out. And I'll say like this: if a Tommy Mace needs to be sent out of the Machne, Zav and Mitzrayim le Kolshkein. So Kolshkein, the Tumas that are more common, have to be sent out. Ella must be Yesh lechosh Shah. There is a point in time which is Zav and Mitzrayim Mishdalchim, and Tommy Mace Mishdalchim. There's going to be a point in time that Tommy Mace are not sent out. They're allowed to be in. And at that point in time, so you would think that the same way that Tamei Meis is allowed to be in, maybe Huadin, a Tamei Zav and a Tamei Mitzera could be in. And that's what the Torah is saying. Even when a Tamei Meis is not allowed to be in, there's a separate thing that a Zav and a Mitzera is still not allowed to be in. The Ezeh, where is that time? Zeh Pesach HaBabetumah. When a Karban Pesach is HaBabetumah, so at that point in time, Tamei Meis are allowed to be in. Masha Enkein, Zabim and Sarah, even when it passes proper Tumah, it's only, like we'll see in the whole Sugya, it's only Deicha Tumas Meis, it's not Deicha Tumas Diva and Tumas Saras. Okay.